Yeah. Do we have any proponents to Senate Bill 64? Which would be designating certain species as needing both control and protection. I can hardly wait.
This is very unique. I'm going to let George Williams, Executive Policy Analyst for the Department, speak to it specifically. But basically, the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, Department of Agriculture have come to the conclusion that we need to do something different with prairie dogs, specifically what we're talking about here today, but also leave the opportunity for other wildlife species in the future. The black-tailed prairie dog has been petitioned to be on the threatened endangered list. It's warranted, but precluded right now. We spent a lot of time working with the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Also, a citizen advisory group was put together to provide input to the both secretaries of the department. I'm going to let George speak specifically to the bill now. George Williams.
Thank you, Chairman and Committee. I need to begin, first of all, by passing out an amendment. I just got this morning, but after speaking with some of our people in Game, Fish, and Parks, we realized the Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks doesn't have rulemaking authority, so we have to change the verbiage. It's a friendly bill. Both departments have agreed upon just to clean up where the authority lies, not with the Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks. Yeah, please. Thank you.
Will you be testifying on the bill as amended?
Yes, I will.
I wonder if it'd be proper to go ahead and move the amendment at this point. Motion has been moved by Senator Simmons. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Hange on the amendment to Senate Bill 64.
Now, the
go ahead,
first,
Mr. Williams.
I'm sorry, Chair. The first page is the actual verbiage that's included to the amendment. And the next two following pages include where those additions would be located. And you'll see that, again, all three of the changes that are included there would, again, take the rulemaking authority from the Secretary, which he does not have, and indicate that it is made by the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. Now, this is kind of a difficult thing for me to talk about because I never would have expected that I'd be trying to tell anyone that the status of prairie dog need to be changed. Certainly not this committee and not even myself, but I'll try to convey that need today. And I'll just give you a brief history of why we're where we're at, and hopefully it'll make it a little more understandable. As many of you know, in 1998, the Fish and Wildlife Service was petitioned by the National Wildlife Federation to list the prairie dog as a threatened species. The Fish and Wildlife Service later determined that while the listing the prairie dog was warranted, they believed, throughout the range of the prairie dog, that they didn't list it at that time, and in their own words, because other species had a higher listing priority. But what that did then, since they indicated that it was warranted, but precluded is the term that they use, that species then went on a candidate species list. And that requires the Fish and Wildlife Service then to annually review the status of the prairie dog to determine whether it should be removed from the candidate list or whether it should be listed as threatened. So, prior to this warranted but precluded announcement, 11 Midwestern states got together to see what the states could do to try and keep this the prairie dog, black-tailed prairie dog, from being listed as threatened. Several issues were discussed at those meetings, and all states agreed, as well as the Fish and Wildlife Service, that aside from plague, the single largest factor or single largest issue that we had to deal with was the issue of the pest status in several states. South Dakota then developed its own citizen prairie dog working group, and several members were asked to be on that working group by both the Department of Agriculture and Game, Fish, and Parks. And they had one major task, and it was a big one, to come up with a plan that would suit all South Dakotans on prairie dogs and try to keep that prairie dog from being listed. The working group met several times throughout 2000. We met several times in Pierre. We met once in Myrtle, in a wall, and in Rapid City as well. And we also had several of our members participate in a multi-state, or the 11 Midwestern state meetings as well. So our committee spent a lot of time going to meetings to talk about this. At many of the work group meetings that we had throughout the state, it was open to public comment. We had a period set aside for public comment. And the same question was brought up quite often, and I know I said the same thing several times. The prairie dog is not threatened in South Dakota. I guess that's an issue with where the Fish and Wildlife Service is looking at it across its range, and I won't go into that, but regardless, there were two key things that were brought out in those public meetings that I thought about a great deal. One was, the public indicated they wanted the working group. It was our onus to ensure that the prairie dog did not get listed as threatened. That was what we were charged with at the public meetings. The second thing that I thought was just as important was, they indicated they wanted to retain the ability to control prairie dogs on their own private property. So whatever we did with the prairie dog, I know in the back of my mind, and in much of the committee's mind, or the working group's mind, was we had some charges set before us by the public, and so that's the direction we tried to go. The South Dakota Working Group decided that we needed to address the prairie dog pest status if we expected it to be removed from the candidate list, and further to keep it from being listed as threatened. Several attempts were made and rejected before we finally resolved on the course of action you see before you today in Senate Bill 64. This bill creates a new wildlife category, which we've called the Species of Management Concern. And the name implies quite a bit of our thoughts on it. The dual nature of the prairie dog as being both a species that requires control, and it requires protection. We also tried in this bill to retain some of the landowner safeguards, which are currently available under the pest laws. And by further defining when a prairie dog could be construed as a nuisance. And I think you'll see there is some nuisance language in there as well. The bill, I guess the difference in the current pest status in this bill is that it doesn't require landowners to control all prairie dogs on their property. But it does, they can harbor prairie dogs on their property, but it does ask them to be cognizant of those prairie dogs moving or encroaching upon their neighbor's lands. If this bill was adopted, it would automatically, I think on the very last line of the bill, you'll see where the pest status, excuse me, the prairie dog would automatically be removed from the pest status, and it would allow the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, actually the commission, to, by rule, add the prairie dog then to the species of management concern. As you know, this bill has the support of the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. It was originally listed as a joint bill by both agencies. And it also has the backing of the Citizens Working Group, the South Dakota group. We do not know if this action alone will be enough to keep the prairie dog from being listed. I mean, it's there's no cut and dry that this alone will keep it from being listed. But we're going to do our best and continue in other efforts to try and ensure that the prairie dog isn't listed. And eventually to have it removed from the candidate species list. We ask for your support in this. Thank you.
Mr. Williams, how does this bill change what is actually the practice right now I mean, do we have the ability to, a landowner, to control the prairie dog, whereas perhaps on game fishing parks or some other, if the neighbor doesn't want to control it, they one can control and the other one not control at this point?
Yep. The only time it becomes an issue is when you have encroachment. State law currently, the pest laws require that any prairie dog should be controlled. It is a state declared pest. It's not, as a matter of policy, it's not controlled that way. I mean, you know, if there's, you know, if no one else, if a neighbor's not being bothered by the prairie dogs that are present, my understanding is that there isn't going to be any enforcement actions taken at the county level. The difference that this provides, I guess, is it changes that requirement, that mandatory requirement, and provides some protection under the nuisance laws. As far as state actions on prairie dogs, there are very few that actually occur. As I've been told by our weed and pest officials, very few state actions, and definitely under 10 actions that occur at any given year. And I'm sure it's quite a bit less than that, but I don't have any exact numbers for you. But I think having the law there, and for most people, if you have a pest law, it's going to push them to control their prairie dogs. So I think by having this nuisance language also included, it will tell people that they have to be responsible with prairie dogs. You can have prairie dogs, but you have to be responsible and ensure that they do not encroach upon your neighbor's land.
Thank you. Further questions for Mr. Williams? Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From what we did last year in looking at policy and putting in place the policy group that we did over in the Department of Ag and working together with other agencies, I look at this as probably one of the first direct results of that. Is that correct?
I would say so. Well, we have had a good working relationship, but it I agree. It has further emboldened us to work together. Mm-hmm. And I'll be quite honest, the level of cooperation we had, I've only been with the department for about 6 years now, but I'm surprised. I mean, more and more we do work together quite a bit, and as well as the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. You know, we're going to disagree at times because of our constituencies, but I think this, you're right, it did allow us to work together and to find some common ground, a middle ground for all of us.
I know when we had that discussion last year, Mr. Chairman, in this committee on this side, it was a quite a long discussion of the value in the future of this. And prairie dogs were touched on at that point. I think when I look at this bill, that page, or the first page, line 8 through 10, is probably the guts of this bill when it talks about species and management concern, which is something that most of us haven't talked about. Gives us both sides of it. I know in the discussions that I had with the Department of Agriculture prior to last year's session, there was that concern about prairie dogs being listed. And it was brought out that in most states, prairie dogs have literally been eradicated. But in South Dakota, North Dakota, we still got plenty of them. And if it's a species of management concern and the others want to protect it, let's ship them a few. And we can do a lot of things in that way and at least spread that concern around just a little bit. But I'm happy to see this bill here. I think it can help in that whole issue.
Thank you.
In the House, we took a much more simplistic approach by just renaming it to the prairie rat. So that's how we deal with things over there. Further questions of Mr. Williams? Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My concern, I guess, is in Section 5, and maybe I'm not totally following this, but it talks about the nuisance. In other words, if there's a prairie dog town there and I haven't done anything to control it, and my neighbor that owns that land beside me, he gets a few, and sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. But all of a sudden, he sells it to somebody else that's going to, they're going to be on my case because I haven't been poisoning the dogs or whatever. Is this really going to put a burden, if the guy makes an actual attempt for control, is that all that's going to be necessary, or is that going to be complete eradication that would be considered the attempt?
Well, and that's a good point. And I guess the devil will be in the details on this. In the instance that you brought up, if you sold your land, or if someone else sold you this property, and there was an agreement that both individuals were going to have prairie dogs in the property, or one didn't mind if prairie dogs encroached upon his property, I would imagine at the time of sale that property, if it already had prairie dogs, then they would be the responsibility of the new owner. I mean, he bought the land with those prairie dogs. But if there wasn't an arrangement between the two of you, I would imagine it would become null and void, and that in the future you would have to control prairie dogs at your border, which would be the neighbor's right to have that occur.
If I can just follow up, the second part to that though is my attempt to omit my liability if I own the land that has the prairie dogs on it, is my attempt total eradication, or is my attempt to put poison out once every year or once every 2 years, or to let guys into hunt, or where does my liability end as a landowner that happens to have prairie dogs, where I can't be basically sued civilly because the prairie dogs are encroaching on somebody else?
Well, yeah, I would hope that if you've made an honest, good faith effort to control your prairie dogs, that the fact is you're probably not going to get them all, and that maybe I don't have an answer for that one. I should see if anybody else has that. Thanks, Kevin.
Right now, it's mandated in law that you control prairie dogs. But George said the policy, we're not enforcing that strictly. And then you had the ability to put that on your taxes. And with this species management concern, you will not have that ability. So we wanted to have some option to have, whether you want them or don't want them, have some ability to go back and seek damages for your adjoining landowner. Hopefully, it never comes to that point. It gets worked out. At some point, there's going to have to be a judgment call made by the court on how far is far enough. If our rationale is there should be some reasonable border or berm that you can treat them back or control them back to an area where it's not going to impact your neighbor, is what we're hoping. But it could get very interesting, but we're up to the challenge. It's going to be a judgment call that will end up, but it won't be assessed on somebody's taxes as it is now.
Senator Hatmaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, my concern is, a lot of times neighbors get along really well until a new landowner comes in, and then there's some, hate and discontent, either because they didn't have the opportunity to buy the land or one thing or another. You know how that works, and I'm just a little concerned that somebody's going to use this as leverage against...
That would be no different than what it is today with the current pest status.
Okay, you don't think this is going to increase that at all?
It is actually the same in that respect. The only change is that under one it's under state law, and the other it's under state pest law, and the other it's under nuisance laws.
Okay, that's my concern.
It's a good point, and I'm sorry I went over my head there for a second. But.
Further questions? Senator Ham.
Mr. Chairman, I have a much more basic question. Is this all prairie dogs or just certain varieties of prairie dogs?
Okay, in South Dakota, we only have the black-tailed prairie dog, so it would be just the black-tailed prairie dog in South Dakota. And the extent of white-tailed prairie dogs is quite a ways to the west yet. So in central and western Wyoming, so it would just be black-tailed prairie dogs.
Thank you, Mr.
Further questions? Senator Hange.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate Senator Hutmacher's defense of the prairie dogs. There's probably an affinity because of digging holes, perhaps, or something like that. The section in here, if you have a nuisance, which is now listed, this is in the section of the nuisance complaint, if you will, That's new, correct? It wasn't a nuisance before?
No, it wasn't. It was a pest.
Oh, right. Now, in nuisance, most of the things in there indicate that you had knowledge of the difficulty taking place. Like, you maybe put a dump on the edge of your land, and then it had a lot of rats and other pest things like that. This is a little different than that. This sort of requires you to take affirmative action. Are there other things in that same section that require you to take affirmative action on something that you didn't create or you didn't initiate?
In the nuisance section?
Yeah, right.
I'm not that familiar with the nuisance section. What this was attempting to do, this already could be construed as a nuisance. If you have prairie dogs encroaching upon your property, someone could already assume that's a nuisance. This further defines that if it does happen, it is. I guess it gives a little more leverage to the nuisance laws, is the way I understand it.
Do you have a further question?
I don't believe so.
Are there any other further questions of Mr. Williams? Hearing none, thank you. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 64? Further proponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 64? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I will close the hearing to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hamm.
I would move that Senate Bill 64 go to the floor with a do pass.
It's been motion for a do pass. As well, we probably better maybe deal with the amendment first. My mistake. Is there any discussion on the amendment that was brought forth by the department? If not, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We do now have Senate Bill 64 as amended. We're looking forward to that motion. Senator Hamm?
So moved.
Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Senator Diedrich. Any discussion on that motion? Not the question before the committee is a do pass motion on Senate Bill 64 as amended. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Diedrich?
Aye.
Hamm?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Hange?
Aye.
Diedrich?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Senate Bill 64 will go down to the floor as amended.